How are you? I missed last week because of an internet outage in my area, and I am so sorry. But I'm back, and we're going to talk about anchors. Let's keep calm and mother on. Mothering is way too important to do alone, and way too serious to be serious all the time. My name is Christy Thomas, and I am here shoulder to shoulder with you, mothering and enjoying life together. This is the podcast where you can focus on being mindful and taking a deep breath with me and learning new things so you can pause and savor the amazing life you already have. Did you grow up in a family that was, sorry for hitting the microphone there, that was good at hugging? Some people grow up as being able to be a hugger and other people are not huggers. And maybe it's just a personality thing because I am a mom that's a hugger and I have at least one kid who doesn't really enjoy the feeling of hugs. But anyways, let's talk about anchors. The anchor that I really want to talk about is actually just one. I want to talk about hugs and the act of hugging and how it fosters connection and mindfulness in motherhood. There's a lot of science behind hugging and why it is important to do, okay? Hugs release oxytocin. Oxytocin is referred to as the love hormone or the bonding hormone. Oxytocin is what is released when we are nursing babies. But when we end nursing babies, we don't get as much oxytocin, but hugs can help fill that in. And when our oxytocin levels rise, it creates warmth and connection between our relationships. Hugs also reduce stress. And I know that I have said this before, but all around us, our bodies are reacting to the modern environment we live in the same way as it would be a saber-toothed tiger or a lion chasing us down. So reducing stress is really important. And hugging has been shown to lower levels of cortisol, the primary stress hormone. So when we're stressed, our bodies are in a heightened sense of alertness, but physical touch, not just hugs, but hugs also help signal that our body that we're safe. In fact, if the hugs are long, we're talking 20 seconds plus, it really helps our body know that we are in a safe place, that we are with our tribe of people in community. And reducing that cortisol also leads to calmness and relaxation. Okay, the third thing that hugging does is boost our mood by releasing endorphins. Endorphins are the neurotransmitters that act as natural painkillers and mood elevators. Endorphins contribute to happiness and well-being. And of course, they're released during hugs. They bring about the sense of contentment. Hugging actually improves our immune system too, because by having physical touch, it lowers our stress, and that positive social interaction leads to being able to fight illnesses better and improving our health. And when you hug, it actually improves your heart health too, okay? Hugging has been linked to cardiovascular benefits, such as reduced blood pressure and heart rate. This all wraps together pretty neatly, right? If we want to feel more connected, we need to lower our stress levels so we can pause and savor those connections. If we want to feel more connected, we need to have more endorphins and more oxytocin in our body. We need to find ways to connect more. This season of my life, we bought a house this month. It is in the last 50 days of the school year and all the things that pop up, there's a lot going on. And so hugs are one of my main anchors in times like this. And right now I'm doing a personal hug challenge. And that is, I'm trying to get in 15 hugs a day. I know in the past I have tried to hug each of my kids 10 times during the day, but I've realized they maybe want that or don't want that, but it's really out of my control right now because of their schedule and stuff like that. I don't want to like do a hug marathon and force them into hugs, but I can control how many hugs I'm getting, which then controls my stress level and my oxytocin and my endorphins, which helps me show up as a better mom to all of them. Okay. So I want to let you know that. But what if you have a kid that doesn't like hugs? Let's talk about some hug alternatives. Because like I said, the science of hugging is actually about the science of positive physical contact. Because when you hug someone, it lets you know for at least 20 seconds that you're with your people. Now let's think of some other ways we can let your body know that you're with your people. It could be high fives. It could be fist bumps. It could be holding hands. It could be cuddling on the couch side by side, right? It could be offering a hand massage or a foot massage to that other person. It could be just leaving, it could be a verbal hug of affirmations and appreciation, okay? It could be roughhousing and playing tag or dancing together, right? There's ways to do physical contact that aren't hugs. And that's the challenge here, is to just find more physical ways to bond with your kids. As your child's bodies get bigger, or at least I have found, as my child's bodies get bigger, the social dance of boundaries and how to touch each other definitely changes. And so that's why I'm reminding you that we need each other. This is me preaching to myself here, okay? Above all, it's important to respect your kids' autonomy and boundaries regarding physical touch. Let them let go first and follow their lead, okay? I always let go second, but like right after they let go. Also, if they say no, teach them that you respect their no. Ask for permission. Honor their feelings and let them show you their comfort level with physical touch and how they like firm touch or soft touch. Just know that they get to develop autonomy and this is a good skill for them. If you weren't ever given this gift, this might be hard for you to do. And that's okay to acknowledge too. It's important for you to acknowledge that. Okay, so we've talked about science of hugs. We've talked about hug alternatives. Now, how the heck do we fit the hugs in? Well, I have a couple ideas. Okay. The morning wake up hug. This is really good for one of my kids. They actually seek me out and give me a big hug when they come downstairs in the morning. The leaving for school hug. I stress out one of my kids with this as they're trying to leave for the bus stop. But yes, that is a perfect time to hug that child. The mealtime hug, right? Like right before dinner, as you're setting the table together, whatever it is, get a quick hug right after or before mealtime. Okay. And also I missed one, the after school greeting, right? Or the after activity greeting. If you're a homeschooler and you're doing like drop off classes during the day, whenever you can do the goodbye hug and then the come back together hug. Remember, hugs kind of are your secret weapon to be like mother duckling trying to gather her kids again. You're trying to gather and collect and nurture with hugs. Add hugs to bedtime. Add hugs to other transition moments. Maybe you read aloud together as a family or watch family TV and you do a hug then. Or you can do a celebration hug when your kids do something awesome on a video game or want to tell you something. Of course, you're going to offer hugs at times of sadness or when you notice that someone's feeling stressed out. You can do a spontaneous hug. You can ask Alexa to play a hug song and just run around hugging each other. Okay. And also you can do, just hug. I think I lost that one. I think I was going to say bedtime hug again, but I think I already mentioned bedtime hug. just get cozy with your kids. Get cozy with physical contact. We all want to know that we belong without needing to change, that we're accepted just how we are. And hugs kind of do that for us. They release all those chemicals that help our body slow down, okay? Prioritize hugs. Prioritize meaningful physical contact. It will benefit you and your kids. And see if you can build in new rituals during your day of when to hug. Maybe you want to try to do a 15 hug a day challenge. I am trying to physically get in 15 hugs. And I'm tracking for me. In the past, I've tracked for trying to hug my kids 10 times each or 12 times each. And that's great. But at this season of life, with how busy they are in outside activities and their ages and stages, it's best for me to just count my own hugs and to model that and why they're important. I am so glad you're here. For the family fun activity, of course it's a hug game. I want you to play hug tag. So you get everyone into a designated area. Maybe it's playing outside in your yard, and you choose one player to be it, and the it player tags them by tagging them, and then they pause for a hug, and then they're frozen. Okay, so it's hug frozen it tag or frozen hug tag. And then you run around just giving hugs when they're it, okay? It's just silly. You can, of course, make a safe zone and all those tag variations. Just know that hugs are important. We need each other. Okay, and the self-care activity. This is a double episode today, but the self-care activity is a meditation to lead you through giving yourself a hug. So if you're having a bad day and need to reset, I don't know how it feels to you to give a self hug, but that's what that episode is all about, is the stop, drop, and hug yourself. Okay, let's get out of here. Let's go have a great day, and I am so glad you're here on Earth. Be on the lookout on Monday, April 22nd, I think that's what it is. I'm going to be starting a Mother's Day giveaway across all social media platforms. If you have a friend that you would like to gift the You're the Right Mom for Your Kids book that I wrote, and also a handwritten love note, I would love to mail it to them. And we're going to do a giveaway, and I think I'm giving away 5 copies. So please, please, please nominate your friends and be on the lookout, because you have always been exactly the right mom for your kids. And there's someone else in your life that really needs that reminder. Have a great day.